A lot of jazz CD box sets and compilations are released toward the end of the year, timed for the gift-giving season. If you're shopping for a jazz fan, critic Kevin Whitehead has a few high- and low-budget suggestions and one must to avoid.
Chuck Mangione? Herb Alpert? No. Miles Davis and jazz's answer to Elvis's fat period. In the 1980s, even when the trumpeter's lip didn't sound like raw hamburger, Miles was done in by his glitzy funk bands with their vulgar string synthesizers, chime racks, and sampled voices. That's from this season's most overstuffed jazz box. 20 CDs of Miles Davis recorded at the Montreux Festival, almost all of it from the dismal 1980s. It feels strange touting holiday box sets in a tanked-out economy, so let me save you big bucks by waving you off this mess. Only Miles haters or happy jazz freaks could love it. With all the money you've saved not buying that, you can now think about giving some of this season's smaller and better compilations. The big jazz story this year was the glorious return of one ex-Miles Davis saxophonist, and the 2-CD anthology The Classic Blue Note Recordings of Wayne Shorter focuses on his 1960s peak. Shorter recorded half of it under his own name, and most of the rest with drummer Art Blakey. There's a lot of great tenor saxophone playing, and Wayne Shorter's cunning and catchy tunes remain much imitated and unmatched. The only hitches are a couple of slices of his bad 1980s music. From 1964, here's Witch Hunt with Elvin Jones on drums. If you want to be very nice to a fan of early jazz, for me, this year's standout box is the classic Columbia and OK Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang sessions from the mail-order house Mosaic. It's 8 CDs of stuff recorded between 1927 and 1935, and it's a gold mine, a reminder what big boxes are good for. It gives you a sweeping perspective on jazz and American pop during a formative period. That's Joe Venuti on violin. But this box belongs to Philadelphia-born guitarist Salvatore Massaro, usually known as Eddie Lang and sometimes as Blind Willie Dunn. Back when the music business was routinely segregated, Lang often crossed the color line to record blues with Bessie Smith or Lonnie Johnson, as well as pop and jazz with Bing Crosby or Bix Beiderbecke. They all turn up in this box. The way Lang worked Italian string inflections into the blues taught scores of non-African Americans how to fold their roots into jazz. Here's Lang with King Oliver on trumpet, 1928. The breadth of material Eddie Lang recorded before his death in 1933 reminds us how fluid the boundaries were between musical styles back then. His work would influence hillbilly and country and even rock music at least as much as jazz. Lang's recorded Odyssey is an epic tale told in 3-minute installments, and the Venuti Lang box is a high-yield investment. Jimmy Dorsey on baritone sax. Since the jazz vocal is in resurgence, you might attempt to turn fans of younger singers onto some old masters the new vocalists study. One worthy item in a recent batch of 1940s reissues on Savoy is a double set by bedroom baritone Billy Eckstine, back when he stocked his band with young hipsters like Dizzy Gillespie, Art Blakey, and Miles Davis. On the legendary big band, Eckstine's rippling vibrato sounds a little dated, but his sexy man voice set the style for lots of later singers, and he showed welcome restraint on the blues. Here's Eckstine with Gene Ammons on tenor sax.
It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. The way you're treating for me, I know I'm not to blame.
Billy Eckstine's protege, Sarah Vaughan, appears on one track here, and he turns up once on the definitive Sarah Vaughan. It's one in a new series of single-disc anthologies drawing on several labels. Some of these so-called definitive collections aren't really that, but a few are first-rate, like one devoted to trumpeter Clifford Brown. The Sarah Vaughan shows off her luminous tone and superb ear as she's backed by spry jazz combos or string orchestras that don't quite sync the show. Even Mom will like it, and you'll get out of the store spending less than $15. Box sets are nice, but a bargain is beautiful.
I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. For the list of his Christmas picks, check the Fresh Air website at freshair.com.